ourselves to a process of truth and reconciliation. Consequently, new forms of racial subordination have emerged. The complicity of the church continues to haunt us and undermine the credibility of too many faith leaders. We are currently in an era of mass incarceration and excessive punishment in which the politics of fear and anger reinforce the narrative of racial difference. We imprison people of color at record levels by making up new crimes, which are disproportionately enforced against those who are black or brown. We are the nation with the highest rate of incarceration in the world, a phenomenon that is inexorably linked to our history of racial inequality. The Justice Department projects that 1 in 3 black males born in the 21st century is expected to go to jail or prison at some point during his lifetime. Only in a country where we have learned to tolerate evidence of racial injustice would this be seen as something other than a national crisis. That night in Atlanta, I was sitting in front of my apartment, in my parked, beat-up Honda Civic, for 10 or 15 minutes, listening to music after a long day of work. I had apparently attracted someone's attention simply by sitting in the car too long, and the police were summoned. Getting out of my car to explain to the police officer that this was my home